Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hey there, Super Sleuths. Welcome to another episode of Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your detective guide, Luca, and today we have a real whodunit on our hands. Someone has stolen one of the most famous paintings in the world, the Mona Lisa. Can you believe it? Let's crack this case together. First stop, Florence, Italy, in the early 1500s. Leonardo da Vinci, a man of many talents, artist, inventor, and scientist, starts painting a portrait of a woman known as Lisa Gherardini, the Mona Lisa. Picture this, Leonardo working in his studio. Light pouring in from a big window, and there sits Lisa, with a landscape of mountains and rivers gently winding in the background. But what's this? Leonardo decides not just to paint Lisa. He wants to capture her spirit, her personality, and that mysterious smile. Question time. What makes Mona Lisa's smile so mysterious? Is it because she's happy, keeping a secret, or just about to laugh? What do you think? Many say it's because of Leonardo's clever painting technique, sfumato, which means gone up in smoke in Italian. It blends colors and shades so smoothly, creating that sneaky smile that seems to change when you look at it from different angles. Everyone loved the painting from the famous artist, and even though Leonardo da Vinci was Italian, the Mona Lisa ended up in an art museum called the Louvre in Paris, France. Now, let's fast forward to the morning of August 21st, 1911, in Paris, France. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the Louvre Museum in Paris is about to open. Little do the museum guards know, something very important is missing from the walls. Imagine walking into a room full of amazing paintings. But wait, there's an empty spot on the wall. The Mona Lisa was there yesterday, but now, poof, it's gone. Where could it be? The guards scramble, the visitors are whispering, and everyone is wondering, where did Mona Lisa's smile go? Let's put on our detective hats and look for clues. First clue, an empty frame. Second clue, a door in the museum, slightly ajar. Looks like our thief might have sneaked out this way. The search was on. For 2 whole years, detectives searched everywhere. They looked under bridges, inside houses, and even behind other paintings. Mona Lisa could be hiding anywhere. Everyone had a theory. Maybe it was a master thief, an art lover who wanted Mona Lisa all to himself. Or maybe a magician made her disappear. But then, in 1913, a clue. There was a tip that someone was trying to sell the Mona Lisa to an art dealer in Florence, Italy. The man's name was Vincenzo Perugia. And guess what? He used to work at the Louvre in Paris. Perugia said he took the Mona Lisa because he thought it should be returned to Italy. its home country, but most people think he took it to sell and make a lot of money. After 2 years, the thief decided it was time to sell the Mona Lisa, and he met an art dealer named Alfredo Geri at a hotel in Florence. The art dealer knew immediately that it was the missing Mona Lisa and called the police. The police all ran to the hotel and quickly captured the thief. Everyone was happy to have the famous painting back, and it was still in perfect condition. Wow. That was lucky. So, back to the Louvre went the Mona Lisa. And let me tell you, she was more famous than ever. People lined up just to see the painting. Even today, millions of people visit the Mona Lisa. Quiz time! Can you remember what city in Italy they found the Mona Lisa? That's right. It was found in Florence, Italy.
Hooray!
What a wild ride, detectives! Today, we solved the mystery of the missing Mona Lisa and learned that sometimes even famous paintings can go on quite the adventure. Thanks for joining me on this artful investigation on Italy's History Mysteries. This is Luca. I'll see you next time for more adventures. Keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young detectives!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentere Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero. Voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher. And original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.